He's in our Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair, President of the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements, Tim Heim. By the way, we are also live on Facebook. If you'd like to follow us, just go to our Talk of Connecticut Facebook page. That's facebook.com/talkofct, facebook.com/talkofct, to watch us in addition to listening on the radio. Tim, as always, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
You're back again.
I'm back again. Feels great. Thank you.
And we'll take phone calls, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah,
888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Tim, what's the latest? I know you heard from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
I did. On Monday, I received a response to our complaint that was dated on July 21st from Ms. Gifford, the assistant United States attorney. And she had said pretty much that the information that we provided is insufficient to initiate a federal criminal proceeding. She also mentioned that, however, you may wish to consider bringing any information you have about the Crumbling Foundation issue to the attention of the FBI.
Wow.
So I did call the FBI and spoke with someone over there, and hopefully an agent gives me a call.
Did they talk with you for a while?
They did. They did. They talked to me for about, I spoke to a woman for about 20 minutes. And, you know, this isn't an issue that you can just tell everything that's going on within 20 minutes. I mean, as you guys know, we could talk hours and days about this problem.
Of course.
And, how, you know, many directions and how many different levels that wrongdoing and misconduct could have been, happening over many years since 2001. So.
Now, there was a story, it was on the Fox 61 website, when it was revealed that you had heard from the U.S. Attorney's Office, claiming that the Department of Consumer Protection has not received many complaints about these crumbling basements. Can you illuminate that for us?
From my understanding, it was almost about 600 or 550 complaints, formal complaints. Now, I know between two engineers that they've been in approximately about 1,000 homes that are confirmed. So we know right now that there's commercial buildings affected for sure, and we know there's at least 1,000 homes affected.
But now, commercial buildings, too.
Oh, there's commercial buildings. There was a story also in Tallinn that there was some commercial buildings that were affected with the crumbling concrete. So,
but, I mean, that story indicated that DCP said it only received a few complaints. You're saying that hundreds have been submitted to...
Oh, yeah. There's at least 550 formal complaints.
To the Department of Consumer Protection.
Yep.
I would like to know what their definition of few complaints are, then.
Well, I mean, like Mike Cardin said many, many years ago when he was first getting involved with this, when he was the state rep for Tallinn, you know, you get one complaint, okay, two complaints maybe, but when you start getting four, five, six, that starts to show a pattern. There's something wrong there. So a few complaints, you know, 500, 550 complaints.
That's more than a few in my book.
Yeah, $200,000 a piece to repair.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, one of the keys is, though, still the key to me, who was the one, and it had to be an individual in the state, that signed over to the insurance companies. Who was the person? This just didn't happen out of thin air. And I'm happy that the FBI spent some time with you, and if they get into the investigation, that's what we need.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I would like to, and maybe that's where I should have started. Maybe that's where I should have submitted the formal complaint. But, you know, to be honest with you, I never thought I'd be calling the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office ever in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. You know, who knew what when? Who saw, who okayed the language change? You know, what inaction or what actions, what misconduct, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. There's a lot of, unanswered questions. So.
Now, the, United States Senator Richard Blumenthal was on the floor of the Senate at a subcommittee hearing a couple of weeks ago, and he brought up the issue of the insurance companies changing the language so that these basements would not be covered. Do you have any reaction to that?
Well, you know, Senator Blumenthal was at my house a couple of years ago, a little over 2 years ago. And he had said that, you know, if he knew then what he knows now, things would have been a little different when he was the attorney general. You know, he was a pleasant surprise to see him. You know, he's calling out these guys and you know, saying about the language change, and they didn't properly notify their customers that they were changing the language. And when they, what he means by changing the language is adding abrupt or sudden into collapse. So, you know, I don't know. It was a surprise to see him.
Yeah. Now, one of the things we're hearing is this woman, I think in Tallinn or Vernon, who had a crumbling foundation, and then she went to have a foundation poured for her garage 4 years ago, and now that foundation is cracking. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that is Mariah out in Ellington. Yeah, she has the, it started showing signs already. So I, and that's a first. I haven't heard of that, and I believe it was only 4 years old.
Yes.
So
how can this stuff be on the market still?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know they voluntarily stopped using their aggregate for foundations or for basements. So, you know, that's a great question.
Can they mix more water in it to make it so it's not as tough as it should be?
Well, they're saying that it was the installers. The installers saying, no, it wasn't them. Baratite is the contributing mineral causing the chemical reaction. Why in Mariah's garage it was showing signs so early, that's a great question. Maybe there was overabundance of pyrotite in there that was causing the reaction. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it.
We have calls, Brett.
Yes, we have calls coming in, and we're talking to Tim Heim, the president of the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements, and this story is just unbelievable and getting bigger and bigger by the day.
Let's go to Amanda in Ashford. Good morning to Brad and Dan, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted just to take a second. You know, we're one of the homeowners out in Ashford, and I just feel it's necessary, A, to thank Tim for everything that he's doing, but also to talk about what we're doing to our own veterans. My husband and I have a VA loan. We're both veterans. My husband's been deployed several times overseas, and this state seems to have no problem doing that. But when we need help, insurance companies won't back us, the state is not backing us, and I don't know how many people are affected in our situation, but we're both nurses, we're public servants. This is disgusting, it's disgraceful. We have spent our lives trying to make something of ourselves, and this, it's outrageous, and I just feel the need to make sure everyone is aware of what we are doing to our own veterans and our own citizens in the state.
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah. By the way, thank you and thank your husband for your service to
Absolutely.
Our country, for our freedoms. How bad is your basement crumbling?
Right now we're in the early phases. Our house is only, 12 years old. We've been in it for about 10 years. So we're early, but it's like looking at your own death. It's like, you know, it's going to crumble. You can live in it, but you can't do a darn thing about it.
Wow.
So we're not in imminent risk or imminent danger, but we will be, and we know this. And we'll be going into our retirement without an asset, which is our home. You know, we have children, and it's disgusting. And I know that there's people way worse off than we are, and my heart goes out to them because I can't imagine. But this is disgraceful to do. I mean, it's horrible.
And this is why I tell you the truth, Dan and myself. We feel exactly the same way, and we're not going to let up on this. We promise you that.
Thank you.
Well, Amanda, thank you for calling and sharing your story with us. And obviously, it's a story we're going to continue to cover. And once again, thank you and thank your husband for serving our country and preserving our freedoms. Thanks so much.
Ah, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow was right.
Well, I mean, this is illustrative of what's going on, Tim. I mean, like you said, we're into the thousands now.
Yeah, we're into the thousands. And, you know, no matter who you are, you know, this affects the good, hardworking, middle-class homeowners of Connecticut. And, you know, these, like, my heart goes out to her.
Yes.
You know, and it consumes you. And you're constantly, you know, worried about it, worried about your future. And, you know, I know how she feels. I really do. And I feel for her.
And you don't even talk to your wife about it?
No. No, I don't. She doesn't even know I'm here.
Hope she's not on Facebook.
But, no, all kidding aside, I don't talk to her about it.
Callers, hang in there. We're going to get to you. We're coming up on a hard break, so hang in. You're next up. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number.
We have a very, very special guest with us, and we are into this this crumbling foundation. And, Dan, the more you hear about it, the call we just had, the more... And nobody's doing anything about it. That's driving us crazy.
That's what's so frustrating. Tim Heim with us, president of the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements. Let's go to Waterbury Paul on the line. Good morning, Waterbury Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. First of all, as a taxpayer of the state of Connecticut, I'm appalled you're not getting any service from the Attorney General's office. But I have a two-part question, sir.
Sure.
When you get your tax bill for your house, has your assessment on that house, have you been able to have it come down because of the situation?
I have. Yes, I have.
Good. And now my second one, sir, is there some kind of a statute of limitations that would prevent you from going after these people?
Yes, there's actually a 10-year statute of limitations from the time the concrete was poured.
Was poured.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sir, I really hope you... you get some kind of action from the FBI office, and I feel sorry for everyone that's involved in this situation. And I want to thank you for being one of the top representatives in representing these people. And good luck in the future, sir. God bless you and your family. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, Paul.
Waterbury Paul, one and only.
Well, now you make a good point. You said your assessment has been lowered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't help the towns. If all these basements are going to have their assessments lowered, how does that help a town from a property tax perspective?
It's already hit the grand list for the town of Wellington of about $100,000.
There you go.
You know, next year could double, could triple. And that's what's going to happen. You know, I want the listeners to understand that, you know, put yourself in our shoes. You wake up one morning, you're told your house is now worthless. The only thing that is worth of any value is your land. Here's a $200,000 estimate to repair your home. And that $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 that you had in equity is now gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And so even if you wanted to repair it, you don't have the equity to repair it, even if you wanted to. And your house was paid off and you had $300,000 that you could sell and maybe move down south. That's gone. That's gone. So if you can't afford to repair it, you don't have the equity to repair it. So now what do you do?
Right.
You know, what do you do? You know, especially for the seniors.
Well, and the stress that they've been under, you talk about, and it's always good to relate the story because there's always new listeners. And you talk about the couple which had to sell their home and lost thousands of dollars, but they had to sell it because of the stress. Talk about that again.
Yeah, they lived across the street and they took a $300,000 loss. Because the stress of this would have just, you know, killed them.
Wow.
You know, it's devastating.
This, you know something, the more every time we talk, and Dan feels it same way, it drives me crazy that we can't get action from the state of Connecticut. And we're going to find out who talked with the insurance companies, because that is a criminal. That is a criminal case right there.
Sure is. And when Senator Blumenthal came out and accused, you know, called out the insurance companies, that was pretty powerful. And if in fact that is true, you know, it's that hurts. That's shameful. And it's all about the mighty dollar.
And for people who don't know, it was in your homeowner's insurance policy that something like this would be covered. And then the next thing you know, it was gone. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's Senator Blumenthal saying that that's what they did. And, you know, that should be investigated. And, you know, what insurance commissioner approved that language? You know, we're talking three administrations, current back two administrations. So who knew what when? And this is why, you know, we really actually do need a federal investigation to come in, because it's so big and so large. You know, this isn't a one page or
so
two page.
So now you're going, now the FBI you've already talked to. You were
I called.
To talk to.
And
yes,
they're
going to
get back to you.
Yep. Hopefully an agent will call me back and come visit my home and come see the damage firsthand.
Well, you better plan on spending, or she better plan on spending a lot of days out there, because there's a lot of homes to see.
There sure is. A lot of damage to view.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. I'll never forget the day that Dan and I were out there, honest to God. Thought about it all day and all night, too, I think.
We're still thinking about it.
I know.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Tim's going to be back. More calls, 888-574-2723 after the 7:30 news. Yvonne Renee Davis joins us.
Very, very special guest, all about crumbling foundations. And this, you know, Dan, and we've both been here for a long time in this state. This is one of the saddest things I have ever seen.
It's a crisis, Brad. You know,
I mean,
I don't use
is.
That word loosely. And that's why I get very upset when I watch the news and everything's a crisis. Everything's a crisis. Well, I'll tell you what a crisis is. When your basement is crumbling, that's a crisis. And Tim Heim, president of the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements, is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair during this segment of the program. Tim, United States Senator Chris Murphy, who actually came out about a year and a half ago to look at the crumbling foundation, is making his annual trek across the state on foot. And I'm wondering, as you've looked out the window of your home, which has a crumbling basement under it, have you seen the senator walk by?
No, actually, I haven't. Laurel Drive, he has not been walking through. You know, we have 11 houses out of the 15 in our neighborhood that have crumbling basements, and I think...
Has he walked in that section of the state?
No, I haven't seen him in that section of the state at all. Actually, I think he's in the opposite direction.
Now he's on the western side. For some reason, it must be just a coincidence, for some reason his route has not taken him near Willington, near Tolland, near Vernon, near Ashford.
Wouldn't you think, and this just hit me, wouldn't you think somebody... who's a United States senator. He does this every year. Wouldn't you think that he would make a special effort to go out, to knock on some doors, and go down and take a look and go all around that section of Connecticut and then do something about it as a leader? Wouldn't you think?
Now, did he actually come and see the basements a year and a half ago?
He did.
Okay.
He actually mentioned he thought that the insurance company should be covering it. Post for a picture down in the basement, and then I have not heard from him since. And this is, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of senators and a lot of legislators for the past 2 years, and there's a lot of good people. But it all boils down to an action plan and follow through. You know, it's great to come out and look at it and say you feel bad for us, but and then a person leaves, and then you don't hear from them again. That's what's frustrating. You know, what is being done? And you can look me in the eye and tell me we're working very hard for you until I say, well, what specifically have you done or are you doing? And then certain ones get angry at me. And I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just looking for answers. That's
well, think about this. You have brought this to the attention now to lawmakers for years.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's being done except one thing is happening. The basements continue to crumble.
Yeah, it's scary. I'm hearing there might be some money in the legislation and the budget. You know, I'm trying to stay optimistic and hopeful.
But we have no budget.
You know very well, they're not going to give you a lot of money in that budget. It's going to be something, hey, look, we're trying to help you out. I mean, you know how much you need.
Yeah.
And we've seen the damage.
And we can't afford a loan. So a loan is definitely not an option. You know, state of Connecticut, in my opinion, with this crumbling concrete crisis is in a state of emergency. It's a slow moving natural disaster. And the problem is it's a slow moving, emotional and physical disaster. You know, on the outside of our houses, I think it's how things are perceived. It's what's going on behind closed doors in these homes. You know, the depression. The divorce, the anxiety, the high blood pressure. It just goes on and on and on.
And there's been divorce.
Oh, there has. And you know.
There's been health issues.
Absolutely. I know people that have gone on blood pressure medicine because of this. And, you know, by the grace of God, nobody has really physically taken their lives like Canada. And I pray to God every night that, you know, everybody wakes up safe. And so far, you know.
But again, these are thousands of homes affected.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, every time we go through this, and this is going to be another day, and you're going to leave here when you go home, I'm going to leave here, and this will be one night. I swear to God, when we went the first time, that night when I went to bed, I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that this was happening in Connecticut, and nobody was taken care of.
And people need to actually see, and I posted some pictures on our Facebook page a while back. They need, maybe I'll repost some of them, but they need to see how these foundations are not only crumbling, these basements are not only crumbling, but we have pictures of doors in the basements that are buckling.
Yep.
Because the foundations are, the basements are crumbling. Tim, what actually happens physically when the basement completely crumbles? Does it break away from the house? Does the house fall off of the foundation? What actually happens?
Well, I mean, over the period of time, you have the chemical reaction causes the horizontal lines in the walls, which grow larger and larger and larger. Well, as they're doing it over years, those are weak points. Then your wall starts to, you know, curve in an inch or two. And, you know, God only knows what happens. I have not seen, nor do I want to see one that actually just gives.
But we had one homeowner say on our station that he gives this house about a year.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. That was one of the homes we were in, Brad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
where the doors in the basement were actually buckling. The door frames were buckling because the foundation was weakened.
Yeah, that really opened up my eyes when I saw a metal door actually folding.
Yeah. Who do we have? Phone calls? Let's go to the phones, 888-574-2723. John in Berlin. Welcome to Brad and Dan, John.
John, good morning, good morning.
Hey, do you guys hear me?
Yep.
I'm sorry, could you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
You can. Go ahead.
Brad, could you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I had my Bluetooth on. Quick question, and I'm not sure if this was true, but didn't Blumenthal go down to Washington to get legislation, basically, when we're talking about this foundation cracking? But when he worked in Washington, he worked with the insurance companies to make sure that their policies cover these cracking foundations, meaning that it's in their program, it's in their policy, where if you have a cracking foundation now, these insurance companies have basically the wit, they have all the writing saying how we cannot cover you. But now he's on the news crying, saying that, oh my God, these cracking foundations, I feel so bad for these people. But when he lobbied and worked for the insurance companies years ago, because this has been going on since like the early 90s, but we're just hearing about it in the last 5 years.
That's interesting.
Not quite sure what you're saying. You're saying, John, that he worked with insurance companies to make sure that this coverage is included, new policies?
This coverage was included, so no matter what, if you claimed against the insurance companies, they already had the clause in the fine lines that you don't read that will not cover for your cracking foundations.
That's interesting.
I
just don't make this stuff up, you know. I'm a state employee. You guys, I don't know if you guys remember, I used to call during the Trump campaign all the time. You know, these are guys that live in this area, guys that I work with that have to deal with this. And it comes right to his name, making policy, going to Washington, working with these big companies, insurance companies, to have policy that will protect the insurance companies because of this happening, because of a certain quarry that was known to have, I guess, whatever mineral was in there that was breaking down. So here he's crying for us now, but back then he was making policy against us back then.
Well, that was always an issue, though. That was
always an issue.
That when it was brought initially to his attention, that he kind of scoffed it off.
And I would love for you guys to look into that. Like I said, this was just brought to me 2 days ago in work. I personally don't like the guy. That's my own personal issues, but I'm just saying, I would love for you guys to look into that, because the guys that I work with, they've been there for 20 years. These are prison workers. You guys are, you know, you guys aren't lying.
That's interesting.
Wow. Okay.
See, these...
All right, John. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Take care.
These are how some of these stories get other evidence. You understand?
Sure.
This
sure.
is all part of it. Let's go to Rocco in Rocky Hill. Rocco, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. I'm calling to just elaborate a little bit on what John, the previous caller, was talking about. I've been in the real estate business. I've been a broker for 25 years. I run an office in South Windsor, which is one of the largest producing offices in that area of the bull's mark, if you will, for the crumbling foundation issue. So what I think he was trying to say, and the fact of the matter is, that in the early 2000s, when Richard Blumenthal what was his position? I believe
Attorney General.
Attorney General. Essentially, what happened was that as Attorney General, he had received back then, 15 years ago, in that position, several, I don't know the number, but the talk is that there's at least 100 or so complaints. And it, you know, when you hear one or two, it's easy to say it's just an outlier issue. But he received so many complaints that he never acted upon them. And what happened was during that same time frame is what John was trying to say was he changed the policies. He allowed the change in the policies from these insurance companies to essentially walk away and change the policy to not cover the chemical reaction in a foundation. So that's why, and that led to, it's not the only issue, and all the blame is not obviously on him. However, he had enough information back then to make a change and stop this issue in its tracks and basically take care of the aggregate that was being poured. You know, it could have been stopped in 2000. I don't know. Let's just pick a day.
Rocco, I don't want to pour water on this. And I understand that there's a lot of blame that could be brought to the desk of the Attorney General because he was notified of this back in the early 2000s. But I'm not so sure that would fall under his domain. That would be with the insurance commissioner.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to run that by the insurance commissioner, not the Attorney General.
Well, here's the point. It may not lay with him. However, in that position, a top five position in the state, to not walk across the hall and talk to the insurance czar is sweeping it under the rug, in my opinion. He had enough information to bring this up to people in power around him.
No
question.
He did
not. The complaints went to him.
No question about it. No question.
So, anyway, that's my story. So, have a great day.
Great story.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to get to that. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Yeah, excellent point, Rocco. Thank you for calling.
And again, 1-888-574-2723 is our telephone number. If any of you have any more, and we're getting some more
calls. We got Mark on the line?
We got Mark from Plymouth on the line. Is Mark there?
He's on line one, I believe.
Line one.
No? Okay.
Okay,
right.
Well, okay.
More calls coming in. Something's going on today with a condo unit that's being lifted off of its foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, actually today, Lakeview, 211 feet long, 8-unit condo is being lifted 7 feet off the ground.
Wow.
Where is this?
This is in Vernon.
In Vernon. Because it has a crumbling basement.
Yeah, Don Childry is overseeing the job. It's being raised a foot an hour.
A
foot an hour. It's just...
And the basement's going to be replaced?
Yes. And this has never been done in Connecticut. So
wow.
It's a big job. Huge job.
Do we know the cost?
No idea.
And who's paying for that?
They got a loan. They actually
really?
Got a loan. Yeah, because they had to get it fixed. I believe they were turned down twice. And then they found a lender that gave them a loan.
So I'm wondering, are the condo owners going to be assessed this?
That's a great question.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, quickly, let's go to John in Waterbury. John, good morning. Good morning.
On Donald Trump and this all this backlash. I think
we're not talking about Trump during this segment.
Donald
we're talking
Trump.
About crumbling
okay,
basements.
I'll move on to my other comment. It's just a joke, but why don't you tell Senator Murphy it's an AR-15 fault and he might shed some tears. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call.
I don't know what that was all
about. Well, I mean, I do. I do when it comes to...
Murphy, of course. We all know that.
Yeah, when it comes to weapons, Murphy is right there. But when it comes to crumbling basements, he's on the other side of the state.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
What do you want done? We've got 5 minutes left during this interview. What would you like to see done, Tim? Explain again to our audience.
Well, you know, the state of Connecticut is in a crisis, like you had said, and a very serious crisis. And we need financial assistance. You know, we need solutions financially. We cannot afford a loan. This was not our fault. We did not ask for this. We don't deserve this. This is something we did everything to avoid this. It's never happened in the United States ever. And unfortunately, Connecticut is stuck with this. And, you know, this is destroying good families and destroying good lives. And we need some financial resolution. And we need Governor Malloy to get involved and take a leadership role on this.
You had mentioned earlier you wanted to see him appoint a czar, right?
Yeah, I mean, George Colley would make a great czar. You know, we need somebody to take a leadership role and a neutral party to get involved and get things done. Because right now, nothing is getting done. DCP is not involved. We have people coming in Connecticut doing these jobs. There's no rules, no regulations. If you got a shovel and a construction permit, you can get this done. And, you know, we need this to be organized. And if you want to know how not to do this, you know, we just call it the state of Connecticut, because so far we're doing that.
But you know, one of the things we're talking about, the foundations.
That's the
problem. However, the injury is more than the foundation.
Sure, it is.
It is human beings. Mm-hmm. It is wives. It's husbands, and it's people that you don't know. They don't have a future.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, we've been knocked down so many times. We continue just to get back up. One thing we're not going to do is we're not going to give up. And that's all there is to it. We're going to keep fighting.
Do you think in the end the final solution is going to be getting the insurance companies to pony up?
It's a great question, you know, and you know, with Senator Blumenthal coming out with that statement, you know, it's definitely grounds, in my opinion, for an FBI to initiate investigation, you know, if in fact that's true.
And you know, you've already met with the FBI.
I've spoken to him on the phone. So hopefully, you know, an agent will give me a call back and I can sit down and just show him, you know, the problem and who we are. You know, and how this is affecting us.
And it's affecting, again, thousands of homeowners.
It sure is.
And the ripple effect, property taxes, municipality revenue, particularly during these tough budgetary times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already seeing it with the assessment being lowered on the value of these homes.
Sure.
It's just has this ripple effect like you can't imagine.
Yeah, it affects everybody.
Yeah.
Anything else
you'd like to add before we wrap up the interview?
Thank you for having me on the Brad and Dan Show.
Oh, you'll be back.
It was a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. In the meantime, I'm going to do my best. I'll look out the window. And if I see Senator Murphy walking by, I'm going to invite him in. We'll have him on the show and we can ask him about the crumbling foundations.
I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
He'll miss it, though.
He'll miss it.
We wouldn't miss it, but he'll miss it.
He's on the western side of the state.